Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining from the world today, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and life coach. And I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations to achieving their full potential and to create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves, what I call life leadership. So before I kick off with today's topic, the last couple of weeks, if you've been following me on socials, you will know I have been away with my partner in the Caribbean, where we've been delivering a retreat to a cohort of incredible individuals, all about planning and personal growth. So focusing on their business, their life, what they want to create, their vision for the next 12 months, and doing the deep inner work on mindset, on their inner game, on their attitudes, whatever you want to call it. That's what we've been really focused on. And they've all returned back to the UK, as have myself and my partner. We got back at the weekend, back into the day-to-day realities of life. And I was reflecting today on what to share with you, what I wanted to share with you that has really stood out for me over the last couple of weeks. And hence the topic of today, which is that mindset really is everything. And Zig Ziglar says this, he talks about it in from the point of view of your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. In other words, it's about your psychology. When we're looking to achieve success in any area of our life, yes, we need a strategy. We need the to-dos, but also, and more importantly, we need to have the right psychology. As Tony Robbins said, and what we mean by psychology is the right attitude, the right mindset. In other words, a powerful mindset, an inner game that is going to help you to push through any obstacles and circumnavigate where you need to get to where you want to be able to handle what life throws at you that comes your way, to deal with life's challenges. And many, many people focus on the strategy, the skills, the abilities, the how-tos, the to-dos, and just doing more and more with a view to achieving more, to having more success. When the reality is, we can keep doing and doing the doing, and yet we never accomplish our vision, our goals, our results, or we do accomplish something, but not actually our true or our real potential. Why is this? Why is it that we can often fail to achieve what we really want or what we set out to do, even if we've got all the tools and all the strategies in the world? Because as I said, 80% of our success is attributed to our psychology, our attitude, our mindset. What do I mean by that? What I'm talking about here is our internal programming, our beliefs, the beliefs that we hold about ourselves, about our world around us, the people that we encounter. What beliefs do you hold that perhaps are just your beliefs and actually not really true? Think about the stories that we create about ourselves, about situations and scenarios. And again, they're based on assumptions, they're based on beliefs, they're based on our past experiences. And here's the thing, when we are able to become conscious and aware of our mind, in other words, developing and honing our levels of self-awareness, and how this directly influences our experience of the world, our accomplishments, our outcomes. We then get to choose to create a new way of being, a new way of experiencing the world, a shift in our mindset, and ultimately the way that we view and that we experience the world and the people around us. So what I want to do today is to share with you some questions. Feel free to take some notes and reflect on these questions and start to check in with yourself each day as to what happened, what occurred, whether it's a conversation with someone, it was a situation that you found yourself in, and reflect on what thoughts you were having about that, what went through your mind, what was the inner self-talk, what was it you said to others about what happened, and then check in with yourself against these questions that I'm going to share with you, because these will enable you to start to build that level of awareness, of consciousness, about how you live your life, how you create your life day to day. When I say create your life, what do I mean? Everything comes from our thoughts and our feelings. And we are in a position to influence those. So if they're not serving us, if they are limiting us, if they're holding us back, if they're detrimental to our life, to the decisions we make, to the way that we live our life and the way that we do things, then would it not make sense to let go of those thoughts to create a new story, a more empowering story, one that enables us to propel forward, to fill us with the confidence, the belief, the certainty in ourselves that we can achieve and accomplish what we set out to? And it's very easy to go off track. We all do it all of the time. The question is, how quickly can you get back on track to recognize your patterns, your behaviors, your thinking, and ultimately the stories that you're creating about your life from the minute you wake till the minute you sleep? They're all based on your experiences. They're based on your beliefs of what's right, what's wrong, what should be, what shouldn't be, of what someone else has said or not said, or what you think people should or shouldn't do. It's based on experiences we've had in the past that we allow to taint the way that we look at the world today, in the present. It's based on assumptions that we make, judgments, without having the full facts. And then we create a whole story around it. And often it's a negative one, because that's where our brain naturally goes to. Our neural pathways are somewhat designed to go to the what went wrong, or what's the worst in this, or how could this even get so bad? And we often miss out on looking at, okay, well, what went well? What's good about this? What is the good in this situation? What did that mean in a good way rather than a negative or a bad way? So these are all things that have us living in a place where we're struggling, we're unhappy, we're in a vicious cycle of life just not working for us, or maybe one aspect of our life isn't going well. Perhaps it's your career right now. You're not where you want to be. You're struggling in an environment that doesn't work for you. Perhaps it's a toxic one. Perhaps you've got a manager that's not supportive. Whatever it might be for you. And whatever is going on right now, what you're finding is that everything else in your life is starting to look really bad, like it's not working either, whether that's your health, whether it's your finances, whether it's relationships with family, with friends, with colleagues, and it's a vicious cycle. So building awareness is incredibly powerful, because when we start to have that level of awareness of what we're actually doing to create those experiences, in other words, asking ourselves, what part am I playing in creating this? We can then take responsibility. We can then start to slow down and ask ourselves, what can I do differently? What can I do here in this instance to create a better experience for myself, one that will propel me forward, one that will create me freedom and choice to live the life that I want, to create the career that I want, to have the relationships that I want, and the health and the finances and everything else. So these are some of the questions I invite you to consider when you find yourself going down a rabbit hole of negative thinking, of negative feeling, and things that are to your detriment, that are starting to have a negative impact on you, on your experiences, and on your day-to-day life. And you can use this in any context. So, for example, let's take a work scenario. Maybe you're struggling with your manager right now, and you're finding or feeling or believing that your manager isn't supportive of you, that they don't value what you do, they don't recognize your strengths and your potential within the team, possibly that you're being overlooked, that you're not being listened to. So whatever's going on for you right now, identify an example in your life. I'm just giving you one there, which is a work example. You might have another one, which is a personal one, perhaps is with a friend or with a partner or family member, where you're just not getting on right now. You're not agreeing on something. You're not seeing eye to eye on things, or you've had a falling out. So identify something that's going on for you. And then I invite you to take a note of these questions and really dig deep to answer them and mull over them after this live. So the first question to consider is this really true? So let's go with the one example of your manager. So my manager is saying that, let's say he or she is not being supportive of me right now. He's not valuing me. He's not recognizing the hard work that I'm putting in and the effort and the great results that I'm getting. I feel like I'm being overlooked. I'm invisible. I'm not being heard. Is this really true? What hard evidence, what facts do I have to support this? Not assumptions, not beliefs, not stories, not what you think should or shouldn't be, but what are the hard facts? What's going on for you right now? What can you see factually that supports your experience that you're having right now? What assumptions are you making about the situations? Sorry, situation. What do you believe someone is thinking, or why they're thinking or doing something? What assumptions are you making about it? What beliefs do you have about the situation or about this person? So in my example, what beliefs have you got about this manager? Is it because, do I believe that he or she just doesn't like me? They have a favorite within the team, or they just never listen to what I have to say. They have some biases going on, which means they're treating me the way they treated me. So what are the beliefs that you have about this person or your particular situation? And then the next question is, what experiences are influencing your thoughts, your views about what's occurring? So perhaps something has happened to you before. In my example, maybe I've had a manager in the past that's treated me similarly. And so now I'm using that experience to project onto what I'm experiencing today, and starting to tell myself a story that, oh, every manager is the same. They're all going to be like this. This is what they do. You know, I always get treated this way, or whatever. So what is the experience that is influencing your thoughts and your feelings right now? What are the stories that you're creating? So your stories is what it is you're telling yourself. And that can come from your assumptions, your beliefs, your experiences, your judgment, your opinions. That creates a story. So what is the story that you're telling yourself about your current situation, about this other person, about your predicament? And remember to go back to the first question, is this really true? What hard evidence, what facts do I have to support this? And once you've followed this process, then I invite you to consider this. Are these thoughts, these feelings, these beliefs, these assumptions, these stories, are they detrimental to me and my life and the way that I show up, the way that I perform, the way that I am being in my career, my personal relationships? Are these things detrimental to me? In other words, are they hindering me? Are they holding me back? Are they limiting me? Are they having me show up at not my best self because of the feelings that they create within me, the emotions? Are they detrimental? Yes or no? And then the next question is, are they serving me? So it's going to be one or the other. They're either detrimental to me, so they're holding me back in some way or affecting me in a negative way, or they're serving me. In other words, they're enabling me to be a better person, to be the best version of me, to show up at my best, to show up at 100%. So it could be you have a belief that you absolutely have utter, compelling belief in your ability to do your job, to manage your responsibilities and to excel in that role. Well, then that is a fantastic belief to have, because that will serve you, that will have you performing at a higher level, because you have created that belief about yourself. If, however, your belief is that you are not good enough, that you're struggling with the skills and the abilities to do your job well, that's when you're not going to necessarily show up at your best. You're going to struggle more because you've got this story going on in your head. So I want you to really slow down to these questions and explore them and dig deep and be honest with your answers for yourself. And remember, this is only for you. You don't have to share this with anybody, but it helps you to start to build a level of self-awareness about the stories that you're creating, the reality that you're creating through your own dialogue, your own thoughts, your own feelings. So when you recognize whether these are detrimental to you or whether they're serving you, if they're not serving you, the question now to consider is, what would be the impact of creating a new story? In other words, shifting your belief to something that actually makes you feel good, that has you showing up with more energy, with more focus, with more drive, with more commitment, whatever it might be, with more love, with more compassion. What's the shift that you can create? What is the impact of, let's say, creating a new experience? So let's say, well, this happened to me in my past role. I'm not in my past role, I'm in this role. Be present to where you're at today and create a new story. Perhaps your manager is being this way because he or she has something going on in their life that's having them maybe a bit dismissive or not really focused on attentive to what you're talking about, you know, the work that you're doing. They're distracted with something. So it's not personal. It's actually just that they have other stuff going on in their minds. They're distracted. They're not present. And then you end up feeling a certain way. So what is the impact of creating a new story, rewriting that story that will better serve you, that will better have you show up at 100%, performing at your best, motivated, energized, committed, showing love and compassion for all the people around you? What is it that you could do differently in creating that new story, that new belief, letting go of the past experiences, letting go of assumptions and judgments and what you believe should be right and should be wrong and good or bad, and actually creating something that serves you, that has you feel good, that has you feel more grounded, at peace with yourself and calm, so that you can show up from that place of choice and of freedom and create day to day the life that you want. So I'm going to run through these questions again. Feel free to write them down. because they're questions you can reference back to day to day when you have situations you find yourself in that you're struggling with, that having you experience negative emotions. And slow down to check in with yourself. Why am I feeling this way? What is causing me to feel this way? It's my own thoughts that are having me feel a certain way. So what can I do to shift those thoughts, to create a different story, to create a different meaning, so that I have a better experience? And those questions again are, is this really true? What hard evidence, what facts do I have to support this? What assumptions am I making about the person, the situation? What beliefs do I have about them or about this predicament that I'm in? What experiences have you got from your past that are influencing your thoughts and your views about what's occurring right now? What stories are you creating? And then, are these detrimental to me and to my life in the way that I show up, or are they serving me? And what would be the impact of creating a different or a new story? And here's the thing, when we really get present with these questions and with our thoughts and what we are creating day to day, life changes. We change, we see things differently, we see new things, we see the good in what's occurring around us, rather than always looking for the bad or the worst case or the negative things, which is what most of the population do. They naturally go for the worst case scenarios. You don't have to be that person. You can be the person who sees the best in things, sees the good, and sees all of the things around you in your life that you can be grateful for. And when we start to do that, we shift our mindset at a deeper level and get to experience a whole new way of life and a whole new way of being. So please do let me know in the comments if you have any questions on this. Use these questions to reflect on scenarios from your day-to-day life and see how you get to create a new story and your experience by doing this, by working through these questions. And remember, we can be doing all of the doing, but if we're coming from a really negative place or a bad place or a place of feeling, let's say, stressed or really down or lacking in confidence and so forth, think about that. Think about the impact that's having on our performance, on the way that we show up, on the way that we interact with other people. It's not going to be as healthy as if we're coming from a really grounded, present, confident, comfortable, peaceful place. So I invite you to work through this, to apply it to your day-to-day life, to your scenarios that you're experiencing right now. And please do share in the comments the value you've taken from this and come back and let me know how you get on with it. And remember, when I say mindset is everything, think about your strategies, the to-do lists. Where are you approaching these things from? Are you approaching them from a positive outlook, from a good place mentally? Or are you struggling, thinking, oh God, I've got to do this and this, and feeling like it's a struggle, it's a forceful, you have to do it. Think about how are you then performing in that activity, in that task? What is the potential impact of changing the story and then creating a better outcome? Okay, so that's my share for today. I do hope you found that useful. As I said, pop your questions or comments below. And until next time, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential, and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.